أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As you may know very well, we are talking about the importance of justice as a moral principle. So far, I have recited and mentioned some two verses from the Holy Quran to show the significance of this moral principle. This session will be again devoted to the issue of the importance of the principle of justice. It is a very important principle in ethics in general, in Islamic ethics in particular. And there are many verses and countless traditions on the issue of justice. Here is a very beautiful verse concerning the principle of justice. Allah the Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شهداء بالقسط. O you who believe, كونوا قوامين لله. Stand upright for Allah. شهداء بالقسط. Bearers of witness with justice. If you want to stand witness, stand witness with justice. Follow the principle of justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Let not hatred or hostility of people incite you not to act equitably. A very prevailing issue. We are just, but when it comes to our enemies, when it comes to our foes, then we become unjust. We become unfair. Allah the Almighty says, let not hatred or hostility of people incite you not to act equitably. This is a very strong feeling. The feeling of hatred is a very strong feeling. It may incite us to be unfair and to conduct ourselves not equitably. But Allah the Almighty warns us not to be so and not to be unjust. And then Allah says, اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Be just. Follow the principle of justice. For justice, or following the principle of justice, is nearer to piety. It is closer to piety. And then again, Allah says, واتقوا الله. Be afraid of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And God knows what you do. This verse is a very important verse, of course. It contains many important points, each of which is important and is vital in our day-to-day life. And if we are in search of truth, if we are in search of happiness? If we are in search of eternal salvation, then we must follow these simple but important principles and try to act on them. It is not enough to learn about these principles. It is not enough to understand these moral principles. This is what the Orientalists also do. There are many Orientalists who know Islam better than us. And there are many non-Muslims who are more acquainted with the teachings of Islam than we are. So it is not enough to know about Islam. What is important and what matters a lot is acting on the teaching of Islam. Let us try to follow the teachings of Islam. And let us put the teachings of Islam into practice. Yes, this verse contains many important points. First of all, this verse, as the previous verse, emphasizes on following the principle of justice. If you read this verse closely, you will understand that how much emphatic this verse is. It is very much emphatic. It lays a stress on the principle of justice. How can we say this verse is emphatic? First of all, this verse addresses the believers. As I mentioned before, Quranic orders, Quranic commandments are not restricted to believers alone. It includes both believers and non-believers, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. All are addressed by Allah. But whenever Allah the Almighty addresses the believers and specifies the believers as it is audience, then it shows that the Holy Quran is very much particular about that issue. It is very much concerned about that issue. Here Allah the Almighty addresses the believers. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu, O you who believe. If you are really a believer, if you really believe in Allah, if you really believe in prophecy, and if you really believe in the hereafter, then follow the principle of justice. Secondly, it has made use of the form qawwam, which is an exaggeration. In the previous verse, it was very much directly saying qawwamina bil qist, but here it says qawwamina lillah, stand upright for Allah. Do what you do for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of society, not for the sake of people, not for the sake of your friends. Do whatever you are supposed to do just for the sake of Allah. Purify your actions. Purify your intentions as much as you can. Of course, we cannot do all the things overnight, but we can begin. We can struggle. We can work hard. And this is what God wants us to do. God helps those who help themselves. If you start a task, then Allah the Almighty will help you. So let us try to purify our intentions. Let us try to purify our motivations, our tendencies. And let us try to do our jobs for the sake of Allah the Almighty and for His pleasure. So the usage of the form of exaggeration is another emphasis that Allah lays on the issue of justice. Thirdly, this verse admonishes us, it advises us to be pious and to follow the principle of piety. If you are pious, if you are God-fearing, if you are among those who are afraid of divine justice, then follow the principle of justice. And if you are impious, if you are not concerned about justice of Allah, then it is not important to think about justice and to follow the principle of justice. But if you are a pious person, if you are concerned about the day of judgment, then be mindful about the principle of justice. And fourthly, Allah uses the tool of threat. Allah says that He knows what you do. Don't think that if you do certain things, you will be accepted and your deed will be accepted. No. God is aware of your intention. God is aware of your inclinations. If you do not correct your intentions, if you do not correct your inclinations, then don't think that your deeds will be accepted by Allah the Almighty. Allah accepts those deeds that are done purely for God. But the deeds that are done for the sake of community, for the sake of people, this kind of deeds may not be accepted by God. Though such kind of deeds are also good. For example, if you build a bridge, it will be very much useful. People will make use of it. If you build a school, it will also be equally good. Many children will be taught there and they will learn something over there. Or if you build a mosque, it will also be good. But you will not be benefited by it. You will not be able to make use of its advantages. God is concerned about you. Allah is concerned about you. He says, if you are concerned about your own destiny, if you are concerned about your own future, then do the deeds for the sake of Allah. Because this kind of deeds, this kind of activities will be helpful to you. They will assist you on the day of judgment. Another point that this verse contains is that it gives two examples. Both are equally important. First of all, like the previous verse, this verse gives the example of bearing witness. As I mentioned before, it is a highly difficult task to bear witness. Some people might think it is a very easy job. A child can do it. But no, it is not that much easy. It is very much difficult and complicated, because sometimes you are supposed to stand witness or to bear witness against your own selves, against your own interests, against your nears and dears, against your friends. Are you ready to give testimony against your friends? Are you ready to give testimony against your parents? How can you look at the face of your parents tomorrow? How can you look at the face of your friends later on? So that is why this is a very difficult job. And it is because of its difficulty that God particularly mentions this example and emphasizes on it. So this is one thing. Another example is that this verse says that follow the principle of justice in each walk of your life. There is no exception for the principle of justice. Apply this principle everywhere. Against your friends and foes. There is no exception for the application of this principle. Some people may say that, okay, the principle of justice is a very good principle. We like it. We approve of it. And we put it into practice in different issues and matters. We use it when we deal with our friends. While dealing with our friends, with our relatives, with our neighbors, we will make use of this principle. But when it comes to our enemies, when it comes to those who hate us, then we don't apply this principle. The application of this principle, in other words, is restricted to certain cases according to them, to their friends and relatives. But Allah says, no, this is not the case. This is not true. Apply this principle even against those who do not like you, even against those who despise you. Be just towards them. Deal with them in accordance with the principle of justice. Forget about your enmity towards them. Forget about your hatred towards them. And just keep in mind the principle of justice in your duty that has been appointed and specified by God the Almighty. And if you reach such a stage, then you will be a real believer. You will be admired by Allah, His Prophet, and the infallible Imams. You will be a real Shia. You will be a real Muslim. All will be proud of you. And you will attain salvation, inshallah, on the day of judgment. So Allah the Almighty in this verse has given us two very beautiful examples, both of which are difficult but very much important. Giving testimony and applying the principle of justice against enemies. In our societies, we claim we are just. In Muslim, we apply the principle of justice, if we apply it at all, towards our friends, towards our countrymen, towards our own citizens. But when it comes to the immigrants, when it comes to those who do not belong to our country, then we forget about the principle of justice. We deal them very much inhumanly. We humiliate them. Allah the Almighty forbids us very strongly from doing such kind of things. Allah says, be just, even against those whom you do not like, whom you hate. Very much important. It is very much easy to say such kind of things. But when it comes to practice, then we fail to do such kind of things. And even we cannot imagine doing such kind of things. Look at the examples around you. Look at the examples of the governments. They say they are just, but they are just towards their own citizens. But what about the strangers? What about those who are not their citizens? How do they deal with them? Do they deal with them equitably? In most cases, such a thing does not happen. So it is very much important we should keep it in mind and we should try to put it into practice. Another issue that can be deciphered in this verse is the issue of the obstacles or the hindrances that are on the way of the application of justice. You may desire to apply this principle, and everybody may desire to follow the principle of justice. But there are certain obstacles. If we really want to apply the principle of justice, first of all, we must do away with the obstacles. We must remove the obstacles. After the removal of the obstacles, then we will be able to act on the principle of justice. But what are the obstacles? One of the important obstacles that prevents us from following the principle of justice is love, is your tendency towards certain things or certain people. If you love a community, if you love a person, then you will not, for example, you will not be able to give testimony against them and to do justice to them, because you love them. You want to help them by not doing justice to them. So Allah the Almighty warns us against this kind of feeling, the feeling of affection and love. Allah says, okay, love is a good idea. Affection is a good thing. But here, you should not be impressed by your feeling. You should not be influenced by your affection. And if you are under the impact of your affection and love, then the decision you make will not be an accepted decision. Allah the Almighty will not accept such kind of decisions. And Allah will not give you the reward that you are supposed to receive. Another obstacle, a major obstacle on the way of justice, is hatred. As I mentioned, we may like to follow the principle of justice. It is our desire to do so. But we certain at certain points we avoid acting on the principle of justice because of our hatred towards certain people. For example, that person is a criminal. That person has done so and so. We do not like him. And because of that, we are very much against him. And therefore, we don't want to act in accordance with justice and regard with them. Allah the Almighty wants us to be careful about such issues. Of course, these are examples. I think if you think a little bit, and if you ponder a little bit, you will find numerous examples and numerous obstacles. We try, on the whole, not to be influenced by these obstacles, and we should try to focus on the will of God, and we should try to satisfy God alone. If that is our motto, we will be, inshallah, victorious in our life. Thank you very much.